Brittany Indrels, the conservation coordinator for the Swanner Eco Center, said a weed pull will take place at the Creekside Park in Park Meadows from noon to 3 on Saturday.
This Saturday specifically, we'll be pulling garlic mustard, which is a noxious and terrible invasive species. I have some notes where we see it, kind of everywhere in Old Town, up Thanes Canyon. If you hike along McCloyd Creek, you probably see it there, and it kind of completely takes over.
Well, it's got the pretty yellow flowers. Is that the one?
This one actually has small white flowers and kind of heart-shaped leaves with deep teeth in them. And you'll find it in understories, understories of aspen, understories of oak, even the willows along the streams that loves those wet areas.
Indrels and Swanner director Neil Larson said the garlic mustard is harmful to other plants.
So it might prevent regeneration of aspen or oaks or native forbs. And it's also allelopathic, which means that it releases chemicals into the soil that prevent the seeds of any other plants from germinating. So it prevents other plants from growing. So it's really easy to create this monoculture. And then you lose wildlife habitat and your native plants.
They said the weed pull is especially aimed at getting the plants away from streams since they don't want to use herbicides in those areas. Indrel said they're offering compensation to the volunteers.
We're paying people. We're definitely paying people. Not going to replace your day job, but it's definitely something. So we're going to meet at Creekside Park, and we'll have bags and kind of maps of areas that you can go via your own transportation. Some notes to wear protective clothing, long sleeves, gloves, boots. Be prepared, you know, to be outside. And there is, like you mentioned, a cash reward. $1 a pound is the bounty for garlic mustard this year.
Finally, Larson said there's a display being done at the Eco Center for Weed Week.
In the past, we've done an open house where people can come and learn about weeds and ask their questions. But sometimes it's like pulling teeth to get people there. And so what we're offering this year is a display table at the Eco Center anytime it's open with resources to help identify your different species that you have in your yard or that you're worried about or that you see on a hike. We'll have books, we'll have samples, we'll have photos, and we'll have staff there to help.
Neil Larson and Brittany Indrels from the Swanner Eco Center. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.